Anybody here see the play or the movie The Lion King? Remember the movie? There was a little lion named Simba, and he became a teenage lion. He was trying to figure out what he should do with his life. Anyway, his friend said, Hakuna Matata, remember? Just hang out, have fun, don't worry about it. But then there's another call to responsibility. And as he wrestled with these two things, he had a vision of his father Mufasa, who was the king before him. And the king said, remember who you are. You are to be king and the rightful heir to the throne. When Simba didn't follow his destiny, the land where he was supposed to rule was falling apart. Scar, his uncle, was a wicked ruler taking over. People were starving. The land was, but he went and he fulfilled his destiny. And the land was restored. Peace was restored. And he even had a marriage and a baby himself. And there was new life. Well, today, Jesus asked you to remember who you are. Who you are as a follower, a disciple of Jesus Christ. And today he calls you to remember you're baptized into Christ and you are joined to Christ. Christ is the vine. We are the branches. And the juice and the sap that goes through that whole plant is the goodness of Jesus Christ. And it's summarized with one word, love. Love. He tells us to love one another as he loves us. Going to the cross, taking our sins upon himself, giving us forgiveness in the love of God in the resurrection. Before we hear or can keep any of the commandments, Jesus initiates love. He loves you. He loves us. And he asks us then to follow his example, to love others. You see, he modeled this love for his disciples. He called them, follow me, follow me. And the Spirit touched their lives and they followed him. And they saw how he lived. They saw his teachings, his parables of love, how he healed people, how through his life healings happened, multiplication of loaves and fishes. The kingdom of God was dawning in Jesus Christ. And the kingdom of God was obvious. You know, Tony Campolo, a great Christian writer and speaker, once said, people can't hear until they are first heard. People don't care how much you know until what? They know how much you care to love. Jesus modeled that by giving his life and asking us to abide in that love. Remember last week we talked about abide. The word really, meno, means to make our home in God's love and let him make his home in us. Just like you see in your bulletin cover, that little girl and her mother, they're at home in that love of God. And then keep the commandments, which is to love one another as he loves us. And the word that St. John uses in his gospel for this love is called agape love. Agape, it's God's, it's a special love. It's a love that God gives us and we give to others, and we do it strictly for the good of the other. We might not like the other person, but we're supposed to love them and desire to love them and not to expect anything in return. Because God loves us first, then we can love others. And then, later in the gospel, and we see in verse 14 of today's reading, he uses another word for love, which is philia. Philia, we got Philadelphia. Brotherly friendship, brotherly love. Philadelphia. A friendship that grows out of Jesus' love. The fruit of being a disciple and then a friend of Jesus. This philia love that Jesus gives us has the goal of the Christian life. To be a friend with God as he's a friend with us. To be a friend to yourself. to know that your body, your soul, your thoughts are loved by God, and you can love yourself. Love your neighbor. Love God's chipmunks and toads and people that pick up poo-poos. You know, love them and admire them. This filial love that Jesus gives us is the goal of our lives. Friendship is the perfection of human nature. According to St. Augustine, a great leader of the church, theologian, says, a truly loyal friend sees nothing in his friend except the friend's heart. A friend is willing to be vulnerable with another because they trust the friend. A friend can confide your secrets to another person. A friend knows that you go to that person, not that they'll judge you, but they'll listen to you. They might not have all the answers, but they'll be there with you. And sometimes that makes all the difference in the world. Like Jesus says, only as we abide in him, make our home in Jesus and Jesus in us, then we can bear fruit, fruit that will last. And he says, apart from me, you can do nothing. We need to focus on Jesus and keep our eyes on the prize. And this friendship opens us in love with both our nearest neighbor and the furthest away neighbor. Now, as Christians, we can only know the desire, because love is not a feeling. Love is a decision to follow Jesus as a disciple, decision to do good. And if we don't, well, then we're not being a friend disciple of Jesus Christ. We might do a lot of good things, but we're not being a disciple of Jesus Christ. You see, this friendship opens us to people far away and near. Let's do a little gut check today as we look at our identities. How do you feel when you watch the news? How do you feel when you see Israeli bombers killing innocent Palestinians? How do you feel when you see terrorists raping and killing and kidnapping Jews? How do you feel when you see this little kid starving with his tummy bloated? How do you feel when you find out that 3,500 Tibetan monks were murdered by the Chinese? How do you feel about that? Well, you know, are these just statistics? You hear it so much, you say, oh, it's too much. Do you get numb? Oh, I can't, you know, I'm not going to watch the news anymore. It is just too much. Nevertheless, Jesus reminds us today that these are our brothers and sisters. These are to be our friends. Friends who are receiving violence. Friends who are starving. Friends who are raped. Friends who have no homes. And we have to work for these people as our friends, to pray for them, to advocate for them, to do what we can for them. As a church, as a synod, the ELCA, as the world church, as a nation, internationally, through agencies. And we have agencies. North Hills Community Outreach, we help, we work with them. Or Lutheran World Relief, or Lutheran World Hunger, or Lutheran Advocacy Ministry, or Lutheran World Federation. Anytime you give to benevolent giving, when we make a decision to give to benevolence, our ministries go beyond, all over the world. Lutherans are usually in an area that is in crisis, the first ones there and the last ones to leave. When you give through the Lutheran Church, the Red Cross is wonderful, but they have 10 cents out of the dollar goes to administration. We give most of the money to the ministry that needs to be done through the Lutherans. So don't the government, doesn't the world, doesn't those that need to know that Jesus Christ is Lord? Jesus Christ is president. Jesus Christ is prime minister. Jesus Christ is the leader. And we follow him above anything else. And he commands us that as people live in love for one another, care for, have a passion for one another. This is the commandment of our leader, our true leader, Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we need to advocate for our brothers and sisters and communities and state and the nation, for God's will to be done, and thus bear good fruit. Don't we pray every Sunday, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. How do you think that's done? Through you. You are God's mouth. You are God's feet. You are God's hand. You are God's voice. When David read the lessons today, he was speaking the word of God, the voice of God, the Dabar Yahweh. Like Luther said, faith active in love, love active in justice. Like Luther said, faith is a living, busy, active, mighty thing, more powerful, and makes you want to do the good before it's even asked. You're there because the Holy Spirit pushes you. And closer to home, look at the people around you today. Isn't it wonderful? Nice to see new, pretty faces, new faces here, people that want to join our Christian community. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, the love, when people come here, they feel Christ. They feel, how are you? And we make sure people are welcome and cared for. But at the same time, let's realize something. Two-thirds of the people in the North Hills of Pittsburgh are unchurched. They're not here today. You're going to receive the Holy Communion. They aren't. You know the love of God that passes all understanding. They don't. You know in Christ you have eternal life. They don't. You have a companion that's with you always. They are lonely and feeling isolated, and they need to hear the good news. You are the vehicle for that. And God needs you to give them the life they need. You know, if Joan and I were Cook's Forest, okay, and our sons got lost, well, probably today it'd be Joan and I would get lost and have to look for us. But say we were with us and they got lost. We would spend overturn, keep going. We'd give money and the resources. We wouldn't fall asleep until we found them. If we found one, we say, okay, we're 50% okay. That's what? No, we would not stop until we found the other one. Well, I'm speaking as a father who loves my sons. But guess what? What did Jesus call God? Abba, Daddy. God loves us even more than I love my sons. And he cares about us more. One lost sheep and all the heaven breaks out in a big party is found. That's what Jesus means by bearing fruit. You know, he tells us today, we didn't choose Jesus, but Jesus chose us. He sees something in you that is needed. He sees something in you that a gift he gave you to go and bear fruit, to go out and blossom and bear fruit, fruit that will last. How? Well, by doing what you're doing today, being attached to his holy body, the church, being attached to the vine. Jesus, by bearing good fruit, by loving one another, by being friends of God and being a friend to others. Don't be a bump on the log and sit on your feet and say, on your hands and say, that's it. No, go out. Risk sharing the good news. The Holy Spirit doesn't ask you to be successful. The Holy Spirit asks you just to invite, to be kind, to listen, and to invite, to bear fruit, fruit that will last. To be a friend to God, friend to yourself, friend to others, who make friends, friend of all creation. Now, that's pretty nourishing fruit. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.